Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Shake it up, baby.
Shake it up, baby.
Twist and shout.
Twist and shout.
We're back at 17 Till. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with our good friend Joel Barker. Joel is one of the great futurists of our time. The author of Future Edge, also Five Regions of the Future, which are both outstanding. Don't forget the Paradigm book that's still available in paperback. He's a filmmaker extraordinaire. Innovation at the Verge is the new film that you can find. If you go to joelbarker.com, you can find all that. Joel, thanks again for hanging out with us. One of the things that you've talked to us about in terms of looking at the future, you've always brought us new stories of how we're doing regular things that human beings need. We've talked about paint. We've talked about fuel. We've talked about building material, printers that make wall sections and things like that. But you got a new one today. Tell us about it.
Well, this is exciting because it really is a paradigm shift. But here's what's also interesting. It's a Chinese company. So now the Chinese have finally moved to the point where they're not just copying other people or just making other people's work, but they are leading, they're doing the leading edge work, in this case, building buildings. And they have, and you can see it on YouTube, by the way. I sent you the reference, so I'm sure you'll post it, Jim.
Yep.
But it's, they put up a 30-story building. The company's called the Broad Industries Company, B-R-O-A-D, put up a 30-story building in 15 days, 360 hours, using manufacturing processes that we've never used for building buildings before, and putting it together, by the way, so that it's sustainable, so that it's extremely environmentally efficient, energy efficient, beautiful, actually, a good-looking building. And it's apartment buildings, and literally, when they finished in 15 days, there was furniture in the bedrooms and furniture in the living rooms, and it's also earthquake safe to a 9.7 earthquake.
Wow!
It's a wow. It really is. And I invite your readers to watch the video.
This is a componentized construction project, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Manufacturing stuff off-site, so it is, in a sense, it's parallel processing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
People are assembling, but people are building in the factory around it, and the stuff is shipped in, and literally sections of floors are brought in with everything put in, so you're just plugging it in at the end, and it's just stack, 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 stack.
You know, Joel, when I was a kid, just in college, I drove by a road that I went on my way to school every day, and one day and the next day I drove by and there was a triplex apartment building in a place where there wasn't anything the day before almost, and they had built this modular apartment complex, and it's still there today, and that was I was in college a long time ago, Joel, and Boeing has been building jet airliners this way for a long time. So why not buildings? Why not multiple story buildings?
See, and that is it's a good question. Now remember the other
automobiles are built this way.
Yeah. Well, the Chinese have obviously perfected this new paradigm to be able to do this, but also keep in mind they have a need for doing this because they have a huge population of senior citizens coming, and they're going to have places to put them. And so in essence they're practicing for 10 years from now.
So think about, now, when you think about a paradigm shift, think about how this shifts the education, training process of construction companies.
Right.
Think about this. The construction professionals, what kind of an education, what kind of a background do they need? If this is the future, if componentized, this kind of erection system is instead of building, it's more erecting. If this is the future, what's that say about the, you know, in the colleges where they're teaching construction engineering? You know, are they going to try to stick their head in the sand, or are they going to start introducing their students to the new ways of doing construction? What do you think?
Yeah. Well, I want to make two points. to your listeners. Notice what Jim is doing. In his head, he's doing an implications wheel. Mm-hmm. He's looking at the cascade of implications that come from this kind of construction. And that's what you have to do. You have to say to yourself, okay, if we're going to do this, what are the long-term implications? And then how do we prepare to optimize the positive? And by the way, there are going to be some negatives. As you were saying earlier, technology always comes with some negatives. How do you deal with that so that it works right? And this is, it's going to have a huge effect in terms of making people see buildings in a very different way. Instead of saying, well, that's a year-long project or that's a two-year project, you're now saying, no, that's a month or that's a two-month project. Mm-hmm. And yet you end up with the same result, which is a wonderful building that's energy efficient and beautiful to look at.
But you know what else, though? I'm going to throw a little reverse logic on you here. The wonderful buildings that were built by hand have beautiful architectural characteristics like the old hotels and the old lobbies of the old buildings. Those will become more valuable too, maybe less efficient, but from an aesthetic standpoint, from a historical standpoint, as we move away from that more and more, we'll value those more. What do you think?
Well, and I would say also one of the other possible implications is these, you figure out how to do it artistically, to bring in the artists, to bring in the craftspeople as part of the whole process.
Of the trimming
process. So when you're done, exactly. Mm-hmm. The core was erected very rapidly, but it was finished in a beautiful way. Hopefully that will happen.
Folks, the bottom line is, for your small business, the things that Joel's talking about that's happening in construction, just because you're not in construction doesn't mean that these kinds of implications aren't happening in your industry in another way. Keep your eyes open. That's the reason why we have Joel Barker, to open our eyes. 10 Tell. We'll come back. We're going to talk about some medical things that he's discovered. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.